This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think, again,
no, what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? Help our viewers.
I will let Bernie Sanders describe
what Why don't you want to do it? Why are you guys so squeamish about this?
Here, Chris, I'll tell you a difference. I think the difference for me is getting things done. There's one thing about talking.
You'd like an effective socialist.
I would like to have a Democrat who says free tuition for those who absolutely need it, but not for Donald Trump's kids. I get that. That makes sense because we want to bring the cost of college down. I get the fact that we want to expand access to health care.
Okay.
We need to do it.
I'm not leading the band on this. Claire McCaskill, who's a moderate Democrat from Missouri, senator, said that if you run a socialist for president, the Republicans will have a hammer and sickle in their ads.
Is that true?
Is that a good prediction?
I think what we want this election to be about is how we can really help families. I don't think we want an argument over capitalism versus socialism. I think Hillary
will not have a real policy.
No.
Wow.
It is amazing to me that this question keeps coming up. Chris Matthews will not let it go. I don't know what they're going to do about Chris, because he asked Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He's asked Hillary Clinton. And now he asked a staffer of Mrs. Clinton's, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? And I think that's the question that people are starting to ask, because Democrats continue to spend money like socialists, and they keep getting these big programs going on. Wait a minute, you got to figure out there's only so much of the pie that goes around. So if you cut out this part of the pie, then it's got to go somewhere else, right?
I think it's a question that they have to answer, though. I mean, obviously, no. I mean, it has to be answered, because if you can't draw a line, are you now the Socialist Party? There has to be a line there.
I like the statement he made about, we want to get free education, but not for Donald Trump's kids. It's like, well, come on now.
Right.
Do you want everybody to get free education or not,
Does Donald Trump not pay taxes?
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
Right. Well, it's just Donald Trump doesn't pay enough taxes. That's the problem.
Anybody
that's wealthy just doesn't pay enough taxes. That's the whole issue with the Democrats. But the reality, and people need to stop and do the math here. Okay. I mean, it's like Obamacare. People are starting to realize that, free health care, it's not so much of a thing. You're kind of deluding yourself, because then you get, somebody's got to pay for it somewhere. Some people might be getting away with it, but my big question with Obamacare is, remember, this all started over 30 million people, right? 30 million people were not covered. And my question to this day is, how much of those 30 million people that we intended to cover to begin with are we covering?
Yeah.
Guys, there's no answer. There's no answer on that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a conundrum that somebody needs to answer these questions. And we're just not getting those answers.
Well, we turned our healthcare system upside down for this 30 million people. I mean, look at the mess that we're in right now. Premiums, President Obama said, hey, premiums are going to go down. We knew right away they were already starting to go up. The insurance company says, whoa, we got trouble in River City right on the horizon.
Right.
These guys are business people. They figure this out. They have a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders. They're projecting. They're seeing the actuary tables and going, nah, this is not good. We got to jack the rate. They already started jacking the rate up. And then, he said, hey, if you got your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, your doctor says, hey, look, I can see what's going on. I'm not going to make any money. I'm out of here. I have a dear friend of mine, a doctor. Six of his buddies asked him, said, hey, are you still in practice? And he says, yeah, I'm still in practice. It's good. We're retiring, because we got to know who to come to when, we're all checking out here. I mean, this is what is happening. I mean, this is anecdotal information, but it's real information as to what's going on. And people need to figure out the math. We're not talking Common Core math. This is real simple math that we all grew up with, that 1 + 1 = 2 and 1 - 1 = 0. But the Democrats would want to tell us different. Do not be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do a little bit of the work yourself. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Thanks for checking in. This is a place you want to come to when it's all about you. It really is. I think about the incredible human potential that is lying dormant, has been lying dormant for the last 8 years. I have said that we have this built-up potential in our workforce just waiting to be expressed. We just need to get the government and all these regulations out of the way and forget about minimum wage because, again, you know, relevant to the Democrats' plan, you know, they keep adding and taking away, but there's no consequence to it other than they get people to think, oh, well, you know, everybody should have a $15 minimum wage. Well, how do you get to a $15 minimum wage when you, on the other side, have crippled businesses and taken so much away from them? You know, get rid of some of those regulations and minimum wage is a, you know, is a non-issue. It gets easily handled. Well, another discussion, another day, we'll keep it going, but hey, these are the things that we're fighting for on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez at 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Van Hipp is with us right now, former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, serving from 1987 to 1989, former deputy assistant secretary of the United States Army, and the former principal deputy general counsel of the U.S. Navy, author of the book New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Van Hipp, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, doing great this morning. How about you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Hey, today, I'm excited about today. I'm excited about what Iowa is doing for us on behalf of we the people, doing the hard work and some heavy lifting to kick off this presidential campaign officially, and they're going to be caucusing tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and I've heard some interesting reports now. They say about 3,000 people, Democrats and independents, have switched their party allegiance in just the last few weeks in Iowa. So I think there's a shift taking place in America right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, we already knew there was a shift for the against the anti-establishment, but and the Democrats are have put themselves in an incredibly vulnerable position with a candidate that is being scrutinized. You know, some people have kind of kiddingly have said this, Van, and said, "What are we going to do? You know, if we go and elect somebody and their you know their oath of office has to be conducted while they're in jail."
I'm telling you, and then the other alternative is an avowed socialist. So, it, I mean, not too many good options. You know, my wife said it. I tell you, she's pretty smart. She said when she saw Joe Biden taking himself out of the race last year, she said, "You watch. You watch. They know something." And said, "Biden's going to get back in this thing."
Well, and even for Joe Biden to do it, I mean, does he have enough political capital that he can take a hit? Because, I mean, even at this point in the game, if he gets in, he's too late. I mean, so much has already happened. I mean, how do you pick up momentum? And maybe he just does it because he takes one for the team and says, "Hey, look what I did for the party faithful. I took one for the boys, and you know, I didn't really have a fair shot to deal with this anyway."
Yeah, if she disintegrates, and they have to have someone who is, you know, at least a liberal, but not a socialist, you'll see a lot of those superdelegate types, I think, gravitating to him.
Well, I don't even think Elizabeth Warren wants to step forward on this one, do you?
No, I don't. This is a mess. And but even so, it's a narrow path for conservatives and Republicans. I'm working on a piece right now for Fox News about the technology gap between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats in the last couple of cycles have had a real advantage in terms of technology. That's what's going to be very interesting tonight, particularly in Iowa, to see what types of technologies were used by the different campaigns to get their people out.
You know, Ben, you bring up a good point. I got to tell you, this galls me because the Republicans had the curve. They were ahead of the curve with Karl Rove and with George W. Bush. And you would think that, you know, the Republican Party would have learned a lot. But here comes Barack Obama, and he just went, all of a sudden he got a whip, as they would say, and whipped past the Republican Party in terms of social media and technology, which just absolutely surprises me because I'm going, wait a minute, what happened to the Republican Party here on that?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think there was too much inside dealing. There's been a lot of stuff written about it, and the technology that the Republicans used the last cycle, it didn't even work on election day. It was called Orca, and it didn't even work. I got to tell you, I had a buddy of mine who was one of the technology gurus who revamped the computers for the Republican Congressional Committee in the 90s that helped lead to the takeover. He told me, Bill, in June of 2012, Romney was doomed because the technology was a joke. And he said it best. He said that the Republicans have basically a Rambler, and the Democrats have a Rolls Royce. Now, I'm dating myself when we talk about a Rambler automobile, but I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible, especially in light of today's technology. And look at you. You got a lot of smart people around here, and you can't tap into those resources. I don't understand this. This is absolute ego and stubbornness, I guess.
Yeah, ego and greed. Too. So the technology's there, and there are conservatives out there who have good technology platforms. We need the very best stuff. It's a combination of technologies we need, and but what's been so unfortunate, some of the best technologies we need for identifying voters, getting out the vote and so forth, tying into the iPhones, they haven't been able to get into the front door of the Republican National Committee, and it's unfortunate. So that's why I've kind of been trying to sound the alarm on this. But it's going to be interesting tonight to see who used what technology, which technologies, and how successful they were in terms of getting their people out.
And if they can move fast enough to adjust in understanding that they need to make some adjustments, if necessary, with this technology, as you say. Because the one thing about technology, it is ever dynamic, and you've got to be on your toes because it moves and it changes quite rapidly, as we know. Van, your focus has been lately on South Carolina. We know that with just about one exception, the winner of South Carolina's Republican primary has gone on to win the South and the GOP nomination. What are you seeing right now?
I think it's going to be more important than ever, and because too, you know, national security, electing commander in chief is what this election is about, and nowhere will you find a state where the people get it in terms of national security more than South Carolina. It's part of the history, the home of the Fort Jackson Army's premier training facility, home of Paris Island, the Marine Corps' premier training facility. But right now, I gotta tell you, Donald Trump has got a great ground game. He got there early. And then I would say Cruz, Rubio, Carson, much like Iowa. But I think those are the ones in the hunt right now. The top three would be Trump, Cruz, Rubio.
Now, Ben Carson's fading here, so, we see, it's just about the time where he's just about out and he gets a little bit of life. We'll see how that plays out. Rubio is starting to, be revived as well. But Donald Trump in South Carolina is leading the field by, three times as much, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a 16 or 20 point lead right now. He looks mighty strong. Mm.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on what's going on. Again, we appreciate what each of these states are bringing to the table here in us selecting a commander-in-chief. We've had 8 years of experience, and boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to a national security issue, South Carolina is going to be doing a yeoman's job on our behalf to help us focus on the significance of a commander-in-chief that knows what they're doing this time around, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be mighty fun and interesting.
Well, we'll see what we get from the Palmetto State. Looking forward to that coming up. And as goes South Carolina, so goes the rest of the South. Van Hipp, former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, has been with us. Van, as always, good to have you chiming in. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online, ladies and gentlemen, in over 270 markets across these United States and around the world via shortwave, this is Bill Martinez Live. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. I'm in the Central Time Zone, made it up to Tennessee, went through four states yesterday. I am haggard. I'm telling you, it was a fun drive, and you get a chance to see some interesting things along the way. You know, I don't know if you guys, you know, when you're driving around, if you're paying much attention to signposts, but I think it was in Mississippi. There was this humongous signpost of the devil, and it had a sign from a church. It said, "You better go to church, or the devil's going to get you."
Oh boy, yeah, that's driving through the Bible.
I mean, you know, yeah, there's no political correctness here in the South. You know, it's just what it is. You know, it's just Hey, you go to church, or you're going to hell, buddy. That's all. Okay,
crazy man.
Throw it out there.
Any doubt? Yeah, but you know, and the fun part is here I am in Tennessee, and I'm here with some dear friends, and in fact, one friend I'm staying in his house right now, and I told him, I said, "Do you got a router? You got a bedroom? I'm there, you know." So we're here, and John Brock and I go back to our days in Bakersfield. I could tell you some stories, but then they take us off the air. But he's put up with me, and we've raised kids together, and his daughter is my goddaughter, Lauren Nicole. I haven't seen her; she's just absolutely gorgeous. How this guy spit out this beautiful woman. I have no, both his daughters, I mean, they are just drop dead gorgeous. Unbelievable. But anyway, so we're going to get a chance to, you know, catch up with some family. But the other thing is I've comically said that I'm going to get a chance to see Graceland. I've been to, you know, Tennessee so many times, have never made it to Graceland. And I figure I got to go to Graceland because you got 10% of America still believes Elvis is alive.
Well, that might be a little bit on the fringe side, but yeah, man, you never know. What was the percentage of that, did you say?
10%.
10%.
10%. One out of 10. I mean, these are like the, you know, the,
are you
the
one
Jesse
of those
Waters kind of. No. I'm sure he's more than dead. He's very dead.
Yeah.
But in fact, I remember I was on the air in Los Angeles at Kiss Radio the day he passed, and you know, we did the big memorial for him and all that, and then I went on to another station in LA, KRLA, where every night we would play an hour of Elvis music, just straight on through. You know, people would request and do all that. So yeah, the king is more than dead. Otherwise, you know, I did all that for nothing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's right, man.
but actually, my buddy reminded me. You know, John said, "Bill, that estate is making more money when he's dead than when he was alive." You know.
Well, I've heard the same thing about Michael Jackson too. That the estate really is doing better than he was in his previous years there that he was alive. So
yeah. Well, that's because, now you can afford Neverland, huh?
That's because one out of every 10 people thinks he's alive.
Yeah, probably
so.
Yeah, he and Elvis. Yeah, he and Elvis and Elizabeth Taylor are just kind of hanging out together, I guess, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. But, you know, and it what's crazy is that, you know, you got one out of 10 that thinks he's alive. Maybe that's the question. You know, when you come to vote, they ask you, "Is Elvis alive?" And if you say yes, they put you in the other line. You know?
Well, he'd be 81 years old. His birthday was just beginning of the month,
ago,
I believe.
He'd
be 81 years old.
Birthday. His daughter's birthday is today, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, happy birthday. And speaking of Michael Jackson and, you know, that crazy relationship, Lisa Marie, born in 1968, and, you know, she was married to Michael Jackson for
a couple of years or something like that, I think, right?
Did it last that long?
She was married to Michael Jackson from 94 to 96.
Okay.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage from 2002 to 2004. And now she's...
Oh, that's right. She was... Okay.
She's married to Michael Lockwood right now since 2006. Okay. So...
Well, congratulations. Today's her birthday, so she can have a good little party. Other people sharing today his birthday is, you know, super freak Rick James. Is he going to get a haircut or not? Can you tell him?
Huh? Probably not. The braids thing is kind of his thing, it seems like.
Yeah. So that's his birthday. Who else's birthday today? Everly Brothers. Don Everly.
All right.
Yeah, happy birthday to Don Everly. So, you know, good day for birthdays, I guess, you know, so congratulations. But, yeah, so anyway, all that to say is I'm looking forward to, you know, going to Graceland. Also, we're going to go to Tupelo, where Elvis was born. I guess that's the, you know, the whole deal. Yep. And you can tell, because when you start getting into the zip code here, then they got the Elvis billboards all over the place.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and people are... Yeah, people ahead. Are freaking out because they're seeing his image on toast, too. I don't know about that, but, you know, that's a whole other...
Well, him and the Virgin Mary and probably Michael Jackson,
yeah,
too,
why not?
Right? Yeah,
yeah. Well, I haven't heard of any Michael Jackson sightings on toast, but Elvis I've heard, you know.
Yeah, right. So do you are you a big fan of the traveling, the road tripping then, Bill, or could you care less for it?
No, actually I am, and in fact one of my visions has been is to be able to, because I'm on the road anyway, right? But I want to kind of do it right as opposed to imposing on my friends. I mean, anymore when they get a call from me, they're gonna, no, he's gonna want to stay here, you know, he's gonna want to plug into our router and, you know, and do his radio show, you know, let's not do that. But no, one of the visions I've had for a number of years is to have a full-blown motorhome that we can take all over the place. So, you know, whether it's the caucus or, you know, a state fair or do that, take the show, go there and do that and, you know, tie it in with some other things that we've been talking about as well with some potential sponsors. So if somebody has an incredible motorhome that can be converted out, hey, we're looking for one and seeing what we can do. I think it'd be a lot of fun, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, it'd be great, man. I'd get a little studio, mobile studio in there, and yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. See the country.
Well, yeah, I was at one radio station where we had that before. It was a country station in Southern California, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I wanted to see something a lot more, you know, because it's me, a little bit more elaborate to where you can have a full-blown stage. And you know, you just, it's the show, you know. And you take it on the road and all the bells and whistles and create some excitement and, you know, have our guests there live and, you know, side-by-side whenever possible as opposed to the way we're doing it now, which, I mean, I still love. I mean, it's really terrific. Terrific to be able to have access to these guests like, you know, Pastor Hagee or, you know, Ben Carson or, you know, the plethora of guests that we've had on Bill Martinez Live. It's really an honor and a lot of fun. And I know the audience gets a lot out of it, too, especially when you have, you know, the smart people, you know, and not to mention you two guys back in the freeze zone where you guys are. How's the weather there?
Let's not raise the expectations and call us smart yet. Let's.
All right. Well, we are living in the freeze zone, for example.
Well, that part, okay, one out of two, but no, really, you know, hey, you guys, hey, you guys are there, man. I'm counting on you, man. Don't be bailing out on me, man. So, no, so.
It's actually,
you know,
pretty nice.
How's the weather? What are you guys doing there?
Huh? It's pretty nice.
So,
I'm just wearing a sweatshirt, but that's nothing. I mean, that's nothing.
That's nothing new for Scott, yeah.
I think it was like 30 degrees this morning when I came in.
Yeah, I'm in Jackson, Tennessee, and I'm going, you know, my buddy, we're California boys, you know, okay, we grew up in California, and I go, leave it to him to find a place out here that is moderate like California. I go, how did you work this out? He goes, no, don't even get used to this. He goes, we're just in the 30s, and we're going to be coming back to the 30s here real quick, so just enjoy it while you can. So it's, you know, so I'm getting, you know, I'm getting fooled here as I, you know, my first day in Tennessee, because it's been rather moderate, so I'm getting prepared. So, you know, we'll have to get the long underwear out. But anyway, well, today, you know, a lot going on across country. Of course, all eyes are on Iowa to see what happens there. And, you know, we're grateful to Iowans doing some heavy lifting on our behalf of we the people, you know, studying the candidates and, you know, kind of giving us the example, guys, of what we need to do to be, you know, responsible citizens. If we're going to get this country back on track, I've maintained it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess. It is really beyond time, ladies and gentlemen, that we take the keys, we take the steering wheel away from these knuckleheads that keep, you know, driving us off into the ditch here. And, you know, take control. Three most powerful words in the U.S. Constitution. We the people. Okay, we the people. That's what it's all about. And so we the people need to engage what's going on here to right the ship. It's not going to be about one person that we elect president, although we know that it'll go a long way to help. So stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. Thank you so much for joining in on the good fight as we, work hard to, make things happen together. So, as always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, at BMartinezLive.com, I should say. We got Dr. Mark Rutland is going to be joining us. Dr. Rutland is a pastor, speaker, New York Times bestselling author, president of the National Institute of Christian Leadership. He preaches three times a month at Jensen Franklin's Free Chapel Church and speaks 200 times a year because he has lots of things to say. And his new book is 21 Seconds to Change Your World, Finding God's Healing and Abundance Through Prayer. Dr. Mark Rutland, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Hey, great to have you here with us, Mark, because, what you're sharing with us is, we had a conversation with Pastor John Hagee earlier, and that is the underestimation and the underrealization of the power of prayer. The Bible says we don't have because we don't ask, and prayer is so endemic and foundational to our conversation with the Creator who has every good gift waiting for us.
Absolutely. Prayer of any kind is invaluable. It is the secret power of all Christian life. The book that you're hosting me on today is actually about a very specific prayer, two prayers, I guess I should say, the Lord's Prayer, or for those Catholics who are listening, the Our Father, and combining that with Psalm 23. And I found it that it is an absolute powerhouse. The reason for the title, 21 Seconds, is I've prayed the Lord's Prayer in the last 10 years probably as much as anybody in the world, thousands and thousands of times.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 21 seconds to pray it. And it's the most powerful prayer that there is. Of course, it's the one that Jesus taught.
Right. Well, and that was the thing. The apostle said, wait, how do we pray like you do? And he gave us the Lord's Prayer, gave them the Lord's Prayer, of course, you know, and gave it to the rest of us. And as you say, Mark, it is a powerful, there is so much wrapped in to the Lord's Prayer. In fact, when I used to teach a prayer class, we used to break it down, in terms of segments that you would talk about, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What was the names of God that needed to be hallowed? And you look back in the Old Testament and whether, you know, Jehovah Nisi or Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, Jehovah Shammah, the one who is always there. I mean, there are the powerful names of God that we can connect to and realize in his name is his character and the gift that stands behind each name.
Yes, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, what you're talking about is praying it meditationally, that is taking it section by section or even word by word or phrase by phrase, and sort of saturate yourself in it. Think about its implications. What does it say? How what does it mean? What are other ways to say it? It just becomes, frankly, I will tell you, praying the Lord's Prayer becomes, if people aren't offended by it, it becomes addictive. One finds oneself just praying it all through the day in meetings and in thoughts. You can pray the Lord's Prayer at a basketball game before the shot clock runs out. And I've done it many times.
Well, in your experience in doing that, I mean, obviously, people do something and they keep on doing it when there's a reward for it, right?
Yeah.
So there is the built-in incentive. Jesus gave us that plan, and so now you've been doing it. You've incorporated it in your life, and interestingly as well, I got to tell you, the Lord's Prayer is very much a part of my daily devotion. And by the same token, I will tell you this, Mark. At one point in life, when I was going through quite a crucible, I would get to that point of Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, and I said, God, I can't pray that. I've had enough of Your kingdom right now. I need a break.
Well, that's amazingly transparent. It became and life to me during the same kind of a crisis. I appreciate you saying that. I began the whole book by talking about the fact that there was a moment about 10 or 11 years ago when I literally came to a place where I did not know what to pray. And I latched on to the Lord's Prayer and then added in Psalm 23 and pray them back to back over and over and over again. And they brought healing and restoration to me. And now I can't imagine living without the Lord's Prayer or the 23rd Psalm.
Right. Well, as we talked about earlier, Pastor Mark, you know, when you consider the names of God, and the names of God are just embedded in Psalm 23 as well, isn't it?
Yes. Psalm 23, I never really made the connection between the two pieces, but Psalm 23 and the Lord's Prayer both begin with the existence of God, our Father who is, the Lord is, in philosophical terms, the isness of God, the existence. And they both end with the eternity of God. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. They end with God's existence, they end with his foreverness. And in the middle is every prayer that you might pray, protection, providence, care, presence, all of those things are in both of those. And they're woven together in such a powerful way. When you think that Psalm 23 was written 1,000 years before Jesus. It really touches the Lord's Prayer. I was speaking on the Lord's Prayer at a huge church in Southern California, and a Jewish lady said, "Do you think it's all right for me to pray this prayer?" She was visiting with a Christian friend. And I said, "Ma'am, it's a Jewish prayer." She said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "The Lord's Prayer was taught by a Jewish rabbi who never met a Christian till after he died."
Yes. And that's what some people, you know, forget. That's such an answer. That's a Holy Spirit answer, Pastor Mark.
Every now and again, God can break through on us.
I know. I mean, but don't you, you know, when you have those moments and you get questions like that and you come up with something that is that touching and perfect, you kind of like just stop and just say, God just used me.
You know, I don't know what Paul meant in 1 Corinthians when he was talking about the word, the gift of word of wisdom, but I think that must be pretty close to it.
Yeah, and I like the deal because, you know, when you talk about healing, you know, he restores my soul in the Good Shepherd, and, you know, the Good Shepherd in Psalm 23, and all that restoring my soul represents. I mean, and that is the entity of each person, body, mind, and spirit, when he talks about restoring the soul, right?
You've actually touched on something that you're the first interviewer that has touched on that, so thank you. I've done dozens of these interviews. The core of the 23rd Psalm is not the passage everybody quotes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." The core of the 23rd Psalm is four words: "He restores my soul." If you'll notice, that is written in the present tense operative. It's not past tense. "He restored my soul." It's present tense operative. In other words, it is the ongoing operation of redemptive grace. God is constantly restoring my soul.
Yeah, because when you think about it, and, you know, here we are, God's creation, and he wants the best for us, and he doesn't want us out there limping around through life. We need to be that light on a shining hill, that example that God working through us makes all the difference, and is an invitation to get involved and have a relationship with God, you know, where people say, "Hey, Dr. Mark, I want what you got." Right?
I discovered in a time of real crisis in my life that a 21-second prayer could change the world I live in because it changes me internally. It is a prayer for healing.
Dr. Mark Rudland, pastor, speaker, New York Times best-selling author on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Mark, thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on the book. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
The single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purify Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It is your humble servant at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I appreciate Dr. Mark Rutland coming on his book, 21 Seconds to Change Your World, Finding God's Healing and Abundance Through Prayer. And I got to tell you, rather unique. First time I'd ever heard, obviously, that putting the Lord's Prayer and Psalm 23 together the way he did is absolutely brilliant. And you're going to get a lot from his book. So highly recommended. Good reading. And, you know, I don't know if the theme today, you know, with Pastor John Hagee and Dr. Mark Rutland, a lot to do about prayer, you know, with the problems that we have in this country today. You know, we make a big mistake if we're going to look to man. We're going to look to the president or anybody else as being the answer. They're not the answer. We need to get a supernatural, a heightened perspective. It's like sometimes, you know, you in life, you know, when you're in the middle of everything, you can't see the forest through the trees. You've heard that expression before. And there's just something about being elevated and being able to look at the topography from a distance away from the problem. And of course, when you have God to look to and you say, look, I don't understand. God understands. You know, we're not some crazy experiment that God decided to come up with one day and say, well, you know, I think I'll just create this person over here and, you know, and just be a theory. It was with a specific purpose. That's the nature of God. And God, who knows the beginning from the end, and that whole idea of knowing the beginning from the end, he creates us with that end purpose in mind. So that's why it's not a problem. You know, we're all freaking out. He's not freaking out because things do not seem the way that we think they should be. His ways are more finite, and so why not go to him? And the way Dr. Mark Rutland presents this for us is quite encouraging. And I like the way he was able to interweave the Lord's Prayer with Psalm 23, needless to say. So highly recommend the book. Enjoy it. Here, our next guest is Dr. N.S. Xavier, who was born in 1945 in Kerala, India. He grew up in the Syro-Malabar Catholic community of Kerala, which traces its Christian origin to conversion by Jesus' disciple, St. Thomas. Now, after medical education in India, he received psychiatric training at the University of Virginia before moving to Birmingham, Alabama, not too far from where I'm at right now. In 1979, he spent more than 30 years in private practice. And we're going to be talking about unlocking the answers to terrorism and extremism. I mean, that's the big question. I just got back from Israel, as you know, and that is the question of the day, is people are wondering, you know, how do we handle this? You know, I talk about prayer, but also there's some practical things to do and understand here. Dr. N.S. Xavier is with us. Dr. Xavier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, Bill.
Well, good to have you with us. I want to talk about unlocking the answers to terrorism and extremism in the world's most, you title it, in the most enlightening region. You know, when you say it is the most enlightening region, help us understand your perspective. Where are you coming from on this?
Historically, it is the only example of 2,000 years of harmony involving Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, and also Islam from its beginning. That's the only historical example in that particular region. And they still, you know, they continue to have that harmony. And also in that area, it is connected with six or seven religious mystics. St. Thomas the Apostle, who started Christianity there, was possibly a mystic, but there are six mystics who are identified as mystics. Three Hindu mystics, one is still living, two Muslim mystics, and a Jewish mystic. And these mystics had a good influence. They were more inclusive and promoting peace and education and goodness and so on. So that is a very positive example. And also, I connect the harmony with conscience. You know, when we use conscience, we are using our capacity to use reason and the spirit of the golden rule. But then, as a psychiatrist, I have helped many. You know, many people, you know, people confuse their socially programmed judgment of right and wrong with their conscience, you know, because the socially programmed judgment can be way off conscience. It can be very unreasonable and very unfair. And in extremism, you know, all kinds of extremism, I call the socially programmed judgment part, I call it superego or the inner parrot, you know, instead of the inner voice, the real conscience.
Right.
So when that superego is very unreasonable, that's one of the main problems with all kinds of extremism. People's judgment of right and wrong get twisted. I know they themselves might think that their judgment is right and fair, but, you know, you can see that they're either close-minded or they're unfair to, you know, it can be even to oneself. I've treated many patients who hate themselves, so hate is not only one group hating another group, but it can be hating oneself or hating one's family member or you know, all kinds of hate. Mm-hmm. You know, like when somebody hates...
Right. Now, when you talk about this conscience, you know, for me, I understand is that it's that divine imprint that we've all been given.
That
part in us that we cannot deny God, because God says that it's going to be so obvious to you. So here it is. I mean, and we all deal with it. in whatever faith that you assign yourself to, whether it's Hinduism, being a Catholic, Christian, whatever, you still have that conscience in you.
That's right.
And we have that conflict, which Paul talked about in saying that the very thing that I want to do, I don't do, and that which I don't want to do, I do. So that inner conflict continues, but we just need to be aware that it is common to all man, isn't it?
That's right. And you know, a lot of that conflict, because, you know, as we are members of society, you know, we take in ideas about right and wrong from society, which, you know, if it is in tune with conscience, it is fine. But if it goes against conscience, then it causes a problem. And you can see that the extremists, you know, their super ego, their socially programmed judgment is not in tune with conscience. Actually, you know, St. Paul has used the word conscience 30 times in the New Testament, and he described conscience as the law written in the heart. So it is a judgment of right and wrong with love and compassion. And St. Paul even said that some people destroy faith by rejecting conscience, you know, when they go against conscience, you know, and they may be quoting scripture or something, but it could be, you know, not in a fair and reasonable way.
Right. Well, Dr. Xavier, I know people are, you know, somewhat confounded with what's happening in Muslim communities. It's being reported that in Muslim communities, particularly, revival has taken hold in an unbelievable, extraordinary sort of way. And to your point, I believe it's that reconciliation with conscience that will not leave them alone. And for Muslims to realize that, you know, somehow their belief system is out of whack. It is not consistent. It is not harmonious. It conflicts with their very essence of who they are. And then for them to make that decision to walk away from their families, their culture, the way of living, and to enter into persecution. And that is one thing that you hear quite extensively, is that the choices for, you know, converted Muslims, you know, it's either you convert back or, you know, it's death. So and this is what's happening in a lot of these Muslim regions. So to your point, conscience is not going to leave you alone. It is your compass to the truth and reasonableness. But if you're not careful, as Paul said, you could sear that conscience, and then that compass is not a reference point for you any longer, is it?
And a lot of times it's the superego, the inner parrot, that kind of damages the conscience. Talking about Islam, in my documentary I show Islam came peacefully to that area in Kerala from its beginning, brought by traders, and it has remained peaceful. And in the there was some resistance in the 19th century to modernize and to promote education and give more freedom to women, but people, enlightened Muslim leaders, stimulated people's conscience, and they had a reform movement, and then, you know, they brought secularization and modernization, where now, you know, the women have good education, and we can see all the benefits of the modernization. It was brought about by the leaders stimulating people's conscience, you know, instead of getting into any kind of fight. And it's also interesting, I show that a Muslim mystic, a Sufi, a mystic from Afghanistan, came in that area in the 13th century and was promoting education and charitable works.
Right.
And
Dr. Xavier, we're out of time. Dr. Xavier, psychiatrist, author, and producer, has been our guest. Thank you so much. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.